If you're looking into apartment complexes or syndications in general, you're gonna eventually stumble upon the word accredited investor. So that's what we're gonna be talking about today. What does it mean to be an accredited investor?
Welcome to the Free From Wall Street podcast, where we share how we have done over $200 million in real estate deals to create, preserve, and pass on generational wealth without the roller coaster ride of the stock market. If you're ready to start investing with purpose, visit freefromwallstreet.com. But for now, let's dive into this episode.
Welcome back to the Free From Wall Street podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about some terms and terminology that you may be hearing as you're entering into this real estate syndication, real estate investment world space. So first, if you're a total newbie, then you have to understand the difference between a sophisticated and accredited investor and which one of those you might be. Neither one of these titles require an application or approval process. You kind of have to self-identify this, right? So let's find out what the criteria are to find out if you're an accredited versus a sophisticated investor. Okay, so let's talk about the IRS rules and definitions of accredited investor, or SEC, not IRS. So one, you have to have an annual income of $200,000 individually or $300,000 for joint income for the past 2 years and expect to earn the same or higher income for this coming year, okay? Or number two, you have to have a net worth of over $1 million, not counting your primary house. So let's run through a couple of examples, all right? So let's talk about Vicky. Vicky has a corporate career for 10 years. She's single. She just got a raise 2 months ago and is now making, for the first time, $200,000 a year. Vicky's primary home is worth $1.5 million. She has $700,000 in her 401k and about $350,000 between her savings and a few brokerage accounts. She also owes about $100,000 in student loans. So is Vicky an accredited investor? So even though Vicky makes $200,000 now, and she has a reason to believe that it'll continue in the coming year, her annual income over the past 2 years has not been that $200,000 because she just got that raise. So Vicky's net worth, so she doesn't pass the sniff test on the $200,000, right? Now her net worth, she has $700,000 in her 401k. She's got $350,000 in savings and brokerage accounts. So she's good, right? She's got $1.05 million. Not so fast. She's got $100,000 in student loans, which comes off of your net worth. So she's only got $950,000 in net worth, which means she is a non-accredited investor. She'll probably pass the sniff test for a sophisticated investor, but we're just talking about accredited right now. All right, so let's talk about Zoe and Evan. Zoe is a doctor. She earns $285,000 per year. Evan, her husband, is a stay-at-home dad, and he doesn't earn any income. Their primary house is valued at $800,000. They also bought a single-family rental home for $500,000, and they have a $200,000 mortgage on it. So they have about $250,000 in savings, $600,000 in retirement accounts, and Evan recently received a $250,000 inheritance. So are Zoe and Evan accredited? So based on income alone, they don't qualify because their joint income is below that $300,000 mark. But excluding their primary residence, the net worth is going to be $500,000 in the single family rental minus the $200,000 mortgage, plus the $250,000 in savings, plus the $600,000 in retirement, plus the $250,000 in inheritance, which is $1.4 million. So they're over and above that $1 million threshold. So because they meet one of the two criteria, remember, you're not required to meet both of the criteria. If you meet one of the two criteria, you are accredited. So what are the perks of being an accredited investor? Who cares? Well, in the eyes of the SEC, being an accredited investor means that you're savvy enough to have figured out how to accumulate some wealth. So whether or not you agree, I don't, with how the SEC dictates whether or not you're smart enough to make investments, they are actually doing this for the protection of the general public. Not everybody is savvy enough to understand the risk of what goes along with investments, right? So the more investment opportunities that are open to you, the SEC thinks that you're in a better position to evaluate and take on that risk depending on your income levels, depending on your net worth, right? If you're a non-accredited investor who also likes to invest in real estate, there's still plenty of ways to invest. I mean, we were investing in real estate long before we were accredited. We just now have other opportunities that we can look at because those are publicly advertised. The difference between a sophisticated investor and accredited is if you're a sophisticated investor, meaning you like to invest and you pass the barometer of the SEC for sophisticated, then you can look at other deals still. You can still, but you can't see publicly advertised deals. You just have to search for the people that can operate those deals, build relationships with them, and then get invited into those deals. So 506C is the exemption where we can publicly advertise, but we can only take accredited investors. So, hey, Mr. Investor, we have this deal. These are the returns. This is where we're buying it. I could blast it all over Facebook. I could say it on the podcast. And then the disclaimer is we're only taking accredited investors for this deal. If that's not you, you can't invest in that deal. But sometimes we do what they call 506B, which is a different regulation, which is what they call the friends and family raises. And the only way you can get into those deals is if you know somebody, you have a personal relationship with them. The SEC calls it a substantive business relationship, financial relationship. So it's not to say that you can't do it. You can, but you also need to make sure that you have relationships with the people that are presenting those deals. So if you'd like to see both sides of those deals, you have to get in touch with us. You can go to freefromwallstreet.com. You can sign up for our IHG Investor Club. You can sign up for our passive real estate investing course that we're going to be doing via email there. And then eventually you jump on a call with me, have a conversation about what your goals are, and then we'll figure out if you're sophisticated or accredited. And then if and when the time comes that you want to participate in one of our deals, we can show those to you. So thanks so much for listening to the Free From Wall Street podcast. Again, accredited, sophisticated investors. Doesn't matter which one you are. You just need to reach out, find the people that are doing these types of deals if you're interested, and sign up. Talk to you soon. Thanks for listening to the Free From Wall Street podcast. If you like what you hear, leave us a rating and review and let us know what you think.